USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. 10 people were killed, all of them black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area back in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. Authorities continue to investigate the shooting as a hate crime. Across the country in Southern California, authorities in Orange County say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes says Dr. John Cheng tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue him and tie him up.
Dr. Cheng is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. 5 others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
More than 260 Ukrainian fighters were evacuated from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, including dozens that were seriously wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the evacuation of the fighters from the plant was to save their lives, adding that the country needs their heroes to be alive, calling it a principle. Baby formula maker Abbott Nutrition says it reached an agreement with the FDA on a path to restart operations at its plant in Sturgis, Michigan. The facility has been closed for more than 3 months as federal officials investigated whether powdered formula from the plant caused 4 babies to contract a rare bacterial illness. 2 of those babies had died. Abbott says the FDA has not been able to definitively link its formula to the illnesses, adding that it's currently addressing concerns that were raised during a subsequent inspection that found unsanitary conditions. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose by 27 points, but the Nasdaq fell 142 points and the S&P 500 was off by 16. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Florida's Space Coast is in for a very busy week. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, SpaceX is scheduled to launch another batch of Starlink Internet satellites from the Kennedy Space Center. On Thursday, Boeing plans to send a Starliner capsule aboard a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket to the International Space Station. The launch from Cape Canaveral will be Boeing's second try to get the unmanned capsule to the ISS, after an initial attempt failed in 2019. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Staying in the Sunshine State, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill to prevent protests like those staged by abortion rights proponents in front of the homes of the conservative justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. It'll be a second-degree misdemeanor that will take effect in October. Violators could face 60 days in jail and up to a $500 fine. However, a protester can only be arrested for the crime if they ignore orders from police to disperse. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is moving up the weekend curfew for unaccompanied minors by an hour, and that as of this weekend, minors must be with an adult in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. She says it gives her no joy to implement these new rules.
But having exhausted every other opportunity, every other tool and remedy, we've got to go to this next step.
The new rules follow a 16-year-old being shot and killed near the Bean sculpture. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.